We were learning last Erev Shabbos how there is one remarkable exception to Reb Chaim Volozhiner's worldview of Kivyochel Hashem's distance, our sense of Hashem being far from us, believing in Him, davening to Him. Everything is Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem Yisboch knows everything, sees everything. Uvacholzos, the distance is because, as we've been learning over the past couple of weeks, the only experience that we have, as far as Hashem is concerned, is that He soviv kolam, is that He surrounds all worlds. The reality is that Hashem is mamalik kolam as well, of course. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner agrees with the Talmid of Hashem that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. And Leis also ponumine vatam chayis kulam einod milvado. Rabbi Chaim agrees with all of that, and but that metzias mamalik kol almin is something that we can't and we're not permitted to think about, to live with. Thank you, Shkai. Because that, as we learned, would affect our entire observance of Torah mitzvahs and so on and so forth. I'm not going to right now. But what we were learning last week is that there's one exception to this, and that's Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's understanding of Torah. And that's what we began to learn. You have the pages I hope you have from last week, from the Sefer that we began just to look at the end. Let's review again from the first side, just to read again to start off. Simtum Kahastara. The page from last week. Simtum Kahastara. Where the Mechaber of this Sefer explained this very, very well. How Torah and Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's understanding how Torah is different. Rak b'tchum echad, we saw this, we were just going to review it for a second. So it's page 21. It says 3. Simsum kastor b'yachas d'briya, k'gilui b'yachas d'tara. Truly that title says it all. Simsum is a hastara. Simsum conceals Hashem, as far as all of creation is concerned. So mitzideinu, there are places that where Hashem is more present. Mekomos Kedoshim, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Kivrei Tzadikim, and so on. And then there are places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kivyochel less present. That's how we see things. And that's how the Torah is set up, as we've been learning. There's Tumah, and there's Tahara, and there's Tov, and there's Ra, and there's Tzadikim, and there's Rishayim, and there's Chilukim. That's all the result of the Tzimtzum. Hashem's all-pervasive memalik kol amin light is hidden. And we see differences. Hashem's, the volume is different at different places. In other words, I have more access to Elokus in Yerushalayim, and I have less access in Chutz Laaretz, and so on. So that's the Hastara that comes as a result of Tzimtzum. That's the Hastara, the concealment of Hashem's light. B'yachas l'briya, as far as all of creation is concerned, that's the tzimtzum that we live in. But it's different when it comes to the Torah. So let's just review this little piece and go further, and then Mitzvah will begin with the Torah Sechasidus. Rak b'tchum echad moisir Rabbi Chaim is nochechus hakedusha gam ba'olam ha'asiyah. There's only one domain in which Rabbi Chaim believes that in that domain, Kedusha Elyona, Kedusha itself, is revealed even in this physical world. That was the Hastara, that Tzimtzum affects all of creation, the concealment, with the exception of Torah. Now, of course, even with Torah, it's descended many, many, many worlds from Hashem's infinite mind into our world, and it's becoming clothed in talis and tefillin and sefer Torah and so on. But still, even though, of course, Hashem's infinite light is enclosed in Torah mitzvahs, nevertheless, the Dvar Hashem is revealed in Torah mitzvahs. Everywhere else in creation, Hashem is hidden. Only in Torah mitzvahs is the Dvar Hashem revealed. Kavonis Rabbi Chaim LeTorah Shehi Habitui HaPnimi BiYosel LeRatzon HaElokei. So here's the one place where Hashem calls out, "I'm here." Everything else, you could interpret like this, you could say like that. Only when it comes to Torah, Hashem says, "It's me. This is I'm telling you what to do. I'm talking to you directly. I gave you the Torah directly. I spoke to all of Am Yisrael." So this is the one domain of creation where Hashem is Baruch pays us a house call, comes to visit us. And every other thing in creation, every other area of creation, Achein Atakel Mistater, it could be interpreted like this or like that. But when it comes to the Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into our lives with His will and expresses His will and tells us how to live and what to do. Rak b'emsoz Talmud Torah, therefore Rabbi Chaim taught that only through Talmud Torah ha'odam medabek bo yisbarach mamish kivyachol. These are the words of Rabbi Chaim. Ki hu uritzano chad k'may shekosu b'zar. So tevekus to Rabbi Chaim v'loshna means observance of Torah and limud Torah. That when I'm observing the Torah, it means that I am attaching myself to God's will. God's will is God Himself. What Hashem wants, Hashem is Baruch revealed to us through the Torah. By learning Torah and by observing Torah, we are able to become dovuk to Hashem. We become one with Hashem. So, next slide. 22. HaTorah nislabsha omnam belevushim shinim. It's true that the Torah became enclosed in different garments, meaning the chukim, the halachis. Obviously in Shamayim there are no physical tefillin, there's no physical Sefer Torah. So the Torah is Nislabsha, as it descended through all those worlds, it became enclosed in physical things, Chukim and the stories that we can understand. We read about Avraham Avinu, we read about Yehoshua, we read about all the Tzaddikim in Tanakh. Kidei lekarav osol ha'asogas adam, because the Torah, as it has descended into this physical world, into Olam HaSiyah, descends into our Dalet Amos, for us to learn, for us to observe Hashem's will, and to understand through reading the stories of the Ovis and the Shvatim and Moshe Rabbeinu and so on, and understanding them to the degree that we're able to comprehend them. Ach benigud la'olam ha'teva, but this is not at all, the world of Torah is not at all like the rest of the world. The Olam HaTeva Asher Ibed is Kedusha also Kolil B'Talich HaHishtalshlus. As far as the rest of the world is concerned, the rest of the world and all worlds have lost their Kedusha. There's no inherent Kedusha as far as we're concerned. Remember, Hashem is everywhere. But as far as we're concerned, there's no inherent Kedusha. Hashem is Baruch Sovev Kol Almin. There is no inherent holiness. The Kedusha of the Harabais is not because of its inherent Kedusha, but because of Halacha. Atzmus Kedushas HaTorah Nishmeres Af Bislabsha B'Luvusha HaNigla. However, the Kedusha, the actual Kedusha of the Torah remains, despite the fact that it's been mislabesh, it's enclosed in Nigla, in what we can understand with our human minds. Even though the Torah has descended from its source in Hashem through countless madregas, Nevertheless, its original Kedusha, Kemoshu b'mkor shor shor reishis darka b'kodesh, as it was, or as it is, in the root and source of its Kedusha, before it began its descent, its journey into the world, Kedekoi koi, it stands as it was. Kedusha Satorah remains intact. Gam b'zeh ha'olam, even in this world. Shekula kodesh, the Torah, and only the Torah, is Kula Kodesh. As far as Mekarmis HaKadoshim, the halacha dictates that we treat certain places in the world differently. That's how halacha dictates, that's what the Torah dictates, that's the Ratzon Hashem. But as far as inherent Kedusha, that's only the Torah itself. Shekula Kodesh, also linog ba'minog chol chasu chalila, shagam ahirah b'divrei Torah, also Mekarmis HaMetanofim. Therefore, even a thought of Torah is forbidden in places that are unclean. This Torah is the Kedusha of Torah remains, Ba'atz Musa, as it was in the Makar, Kivyochel in Hashem's infinite mind. That's the only exception to the Hastorah and to the Tzimtzum of this world, is the Torah itself. But there Hashem expresses Himself clearly in a way that human beings can understand. And Hashem Baruch says, Hineni, I am here. This is me speaking to you. And therefore, if you want to know me, if you want to connect to me, learn the Torah. That's all. Learn the Torah and keep the mitzvahs. So, Havchana zu ben haTorah leben olam haTeva gareres bekvoseh shinui b'parshonis shel musag tzimtzum legabei haTorah. So, in Meila, this is a different understanding what tzimtzum is legabei haTorah. So Yib Chaim says over there in Shar Dalad Perchav Ches, L'zois afhi, derech yiridasa v'eshtal shalusa mi madregi l'madregi ma'olam la'olam, that the Torah, by way of its descent from higher worlds all the way down to lower worlds into this world, tzimtzuma atzma, l'slabish b'chol olam, l'daber b'nyanei ois ha'olam. The Torah, of course, descended through the worlds, and is mislabish in each world to speak to that world, v'nyoni oisa ha'olam. It was what's the Dvar Hashem in the world of Malachim, of the angels. What's the Dvar Hashem? And the Torah speaks to the Malachim in their language, in that world that they exist. In our world, it speaks in our language, and it's mislabesh and mitzvahs ma'isis and actual mitzvahs, and stories, and so on. And in the world of the malachim, it's mislabesh in ruchnius, not in physical way, in ruchnius. The malachim had a taina that Hashem should not give the Torah to this world, as we all know. T'no hoyd chal ha-shamayim. T'no hoyd chal ha-shamayim. That the hoy, that the splendor of Hashem Yisbach, the Malachim were arguing, should not make the final leg of the journey down into this world, which is a bizarre that it's mislabish and physical things in the Olam Hasiyah. And the Malachim said, "My endless kisiv kivenu v'adon kisiv kivenu." It's not hoy chal ha'shamay. And Moshe Rabbeinu and the whole Malchama and grabbing onto the kisiv covered and saying that the Malachim have parents, v'chulu v'chulu. The Milchama that Moshe Rabbeinu fought with the angels to bring the Torah down to its final resting place in this world. That's the Milchama. The Malachim tainted t'no ha'chal ha'shamayim, that the Torah should remain in its ruchnistic estate. It shouldn't come into physical kalim of this world. And the Torah speaks in each world. So, in the world of Malachim, whatever tefillin means, whatever tzitzis means, in the world of Malachim. According to the level, the value of that world. In each world is able to contain that light of the Torah according to its needs. Ad Rabbi Chaim says, till it descended into this world, So the Torah speaks about this world, and the Torah reveals herself, is revealed according to the understanding of human beings in this physical world, and tells us stories from which we learn, and tells us halachas that we have to observe in this world. V'sipur in the Hayalma, stories of this world. In order that this world will be able to bear, to tolerate its light, the kedusha of its light. Omnam imshi medaberish betachtonim. Omnam, Rabbi Chaim says, even though the Torah speaks betachtonim, in the way of our world, of the lower world, romezesi behem gufei Torah. In every single letter, in every single tag, every single letter, and every single little point on the letters is hinting to Gufe Torah, to the Torah, to the primordial Torah, Shekadma Olam, that's in the higher worlds. Every single thing, that every single letter of Torah contains within it Ramazim of what it is in higher levels of revelation, all the way up to the Kivyachal himself. Vinyan and Pnimia. And deep, deep Ramazim, Sidus of Torah. Upnimim il Pnimia. Gavoa me'al gavoa ad ein tachlis. Higher and higher without end, all the way Kivyachal up to Hashem, is hinted at in all of the letters and the words of the Torah, in all of the stories of the Torah. The infinite is contained within the Torah itself. So when we're learning Torah, we are attaching ourselves, and the only way to attach ourselves to the one who's infinite. And the more one learns Torah Lishma, he's zarech ledvar maharbe, as Chazal tell us, and he's able to climb higher and higher to understand more of the panimis and the ruchnis of the Torah, as it was revealed in higher worlds, higher and higher and higher, and that's the tachlis of our lives. And that's dveikus b'Hashem. Limud haTorah. That's it. Limud haTorah and shmiras haTorah. As far as the world itself is concerned, Hashem is sovev kolam. Hashem surrounds the worlds. He's not in the worlds. Again, he is, but that's not our inyan, and we don't have even rishus to think about it, because thinking about it can lead to what Rabbi Chaim understood was the mistake, the terrible mistake of Shabbos Tzvi Yemach Shemo, and so on. And we don't think about that. That's not our arena. That's not our tchum, our domain. Our domain is the Torah and this world and what the Torah tells us to do and how to live in this world. And our means of achieving dveikus with Hashem is only through Limud haTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos, and primarily through Limud haTorah. As far as Elokus is concerned, and that Elokus is filling this table and these tissues and this cup of water, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin sees that as extraordinarily dangerous, and we're not allowed to go there. Is he saying that it's not true? He's not saying it's not true. He agrees it's Mamal Kalam, but that is restricted. It's a restricted area in our minds and our hearts and our reality. That's the domain of Tzimtzum and of Hastara. And we respect that, and we abide by the regulations and by the distance. Therefore, as we spoke about last week, the world of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is a world of Torah and mitzvahs, but essentially a world of distance and of coldness, vis-a-vis the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the world of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. I mean, we're talking about, again, Tzadik Yisod Olam. We're not talking about who's better than who. That's for children. But this is the Metzias, as Rabbi Chaim Volozhin understood it. And this is something which would continue on through the generations. It's not hard for us to understand how it was only a generation or two after Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, but for the most part, the Talmidim of the Talmidim stopped learning Kabbalah altogether. They stopped learning Kabbalah altogether. And I think we can understand that it was a matter of time. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin was a great makubal. And there were still students of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, primarily Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Haver, and there were others who were great students of Kabbalah. But the Leshem appeared, that Rabbi Yoshev's grandfather that he appeared late 19th century, 20th century. It was an unbelievable chiddush that such a person appeared. There were a few other nestorim by the Talmidim of the and the Talmidim of the Talmidim of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin and the Vilna Gaon, but for the most part, it was just a question of time where the Talmidim would no longer be Isaac in learning about what's going on in worlds beyond this world. It was only a matter of time. And that's the Metzias that we're in right now, the yeshiva world and so on. And the Leshem, you know, the Leshem itself was a staunch Misnagid. Rav Yosef comes from real, authentic Misnagdim. Even though the Leshem was a very, very fiery Misnagid, which doesn't mean that he didn't have friends who were Hasidim. We're not talking about Narishkeit. And he understood the Hasidim were legitimate representatives of Kadosh Baruch Hu's, of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, of Chalzos, in terms of his understanding of the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisvei Ari. The Leshem, Rabbi Yosef's grandfather, was a very big misnagid. But it's all part of the Hashgacha Pratis to begin uncovering the secrets of Torah again and to prepare for the coming of Mashiach. We'll talk a lot more about that, and we'll discuss the Leshem and Mitzvah much more as we go along. So, on the bottom of the page, Hayotz Sha'atzmus Kedushas Torah Nishmeres Af Bislab Shebelavushi Anigla. Since the Kedusha of Torah remains, despite the fact that it's enclothed, Belavushi Anigla, in the garments of Nigla, of that which is revealed, and all of the Shiurim of a Kezayis and a Kebetza, and all of the halachas of Shulchan Aruch and so on, and Nigla. The chayin atzimtzum shechal b'Torah, enu misparish kahastara elika gilui letzarech hatam l'nivram. Therefore, whereas the tzimtzum in every other aspect of creation, tzimtzum always equals hastara, God hiding. That's tzimtzum in all and everything else. Tzimtzum equals hastara in everything else in existence. But with Torah, it's just the opposite. With Torah is gilui Hashem, is revealing God. Everything else is concealing and hiding God, and the Torah is the one part of creation that's revealing Elokus. So the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin and his Talmidim, the Talmidim of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, you can understand that their interest in life was Torah. So, it was their interest, it was their passion, and that was the only place, the only address that they went to, looking for God. They weren't hanging around in the forest looking for God. They were looking for God in the Beis Medrash, period. Because that's the only place he could be found. That's the only place he could be found. Is he mashkiach everywhere else? Does Hashem know what's going on with the earth, with the little worm in the forest? Hashem knows everything. But as far as our reality and our experience, now our avoda of Hashem is Baruch, our way of serving Hashem, it's in the Beis Medrash. That's all. It's in the Beis Medrash, and it's in Halacha, it's with the Kezayis and the Kebetzas, and that's it. Tzimtzum ha'atzma l'slabish b'chol olam l'dabir b'nyoni ha'solam k'fi inyin v'erach ha'solam k'dei she'yuchel l'sablak k'dushasavara. So that's how Hashem speaks to this world. In all worlds, each world Hashem speaks through Torah. And that's the only, it's the only tchum in reality where Hashem is Baruch, in all worlds, where Hashem is Baruch reveals himself as the Torah speaks to those worlds, each world, and to our world, through the halachas and through the stories. Hamaskana Hamaisis, page 23. Hamaskana Hamaisis, the practical maskana. Hamizbakeshes Bikvas Kviyazu, that we understand as a result of what we just learned. Hishlilas mashmo shlavdodis avodis Hashem me'ever l'limud Torah v'kiyumitzvos. Is a complete rejection of any idea of serving Hashem beyond learning Torah and being mekayem mitzvos. That's ish ha-halacha, halachic man. So, ushlilas ha-avoda begashmius, ha-chsidus, and a rejection of the whole avoda in gashmius of chsidus, which every single Torah in chsidus is speaking of how to serve Hashem in every single thing in this world, through everything in this world, that Hashem speaks to us, not only through the Torah, but He speaks to us through the earthworm as well. And everything is a means of serving Hashem. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner rejected that completely. Shlilas ha'avayda begashmius. There's no inyan bechlal of avayda begashmius. That which is in every single chassidus Torah. There's no inyan at all. Eirach ha'chaim ha'ilchosi mizbases. Lo hala emes ha metaphysis and hysteris, shlamasiyas elokis amuchlatis. Our actual halachic way of life is not based at all upon the metaphysical truth. The metaphysical truth is that everything is God. That's the metaphysical truth. Rabbi Chaim agrees with the Baal Shem Tov. The metaphysical truth is, leis osa ponimine, that everything is God, ani Hashem lo shanisi. Nothing has changed before creation, after creation. That's the metaphysical truth. But that metaphysical truth is hidden, and that has nothing to do practically with our lives. Eirach ha'chaim ha'hilchosi, the halachic way of life, is mizbases, is based upon lo al ha'emes ha'metaphysis. Not upon the metaphysical truth, hanisteris, that is hidden, shel hametzius elokis hamochletes, of absolute elokus. Ela al derech ma'go im ha'olam. The way of life of a Jew, of a halachic Jew, is based only upon how the infinite interacts with this world in the way that we were told to experience it, which is Torah mitzvahs. As it is revealed to the limited intellect of a human being, alkein, therefore, rak kiyum hamaisa achitzoni, all that's important, all that's meaningful, and the tachlis of our lives is only what we actually do. Kiyum hamaisa achitzoni, what we actually are doing in our lives, kimetzuva b'Torah b'halacha, as we're commanded in Torah and halacha. That's it. Hu hamekayim es hakesher sheben helakim la'adam. And that is the only thing that sustains the relationship between God and man. Torah and mitzvahs. Learning Torah and observing mitzvahs. That's it. V'chol maga acher im helakim. Any other contact that you're trying to make with the Rebbeinu Shlom, you're trying to pick up on your transmitter. Any other contact that you're trying to make with the one who is with the infinite, Einu misavsher b'olam hasiyah, is impossible. It's simply impossible in this world. You're wasting your time. He is everywhere, but we don't have any stations that can reach him in those places. And you're not allowed to dray around looking for that. He's everywhere. He fills all worlds, but it's not on our program. It's not on the radio. We can't pick up those frequencies. And forget about it, because if you try, you're going to get into a lot of trouble. And people in the past have tried to do that and messed them up. And we're not allowed to. Omnam, however, I mentioned this last week, just very quickly at the end. Omni Rabbi Chaim, Eitzel Ha'ovis, Matsinu, by the Ovis, we do find that the Ovis were listening in. And that the Ovis, Rabbi Chaim concedes that before the Torah was given, there was such a thing. Once the Torah was given, and that milchama between the angels and the malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu was done, once the Torah was given, so then all of those transmitters were locked up. But the Ovis did. The Ovis he agrees that the Ovis did have such an avoda. And he writes, Ika derech avodasim leizbor chayso. But the Ovis, they didn't have the Torah. So Ika derech avodasim leizbor chayso, it was a temporary, there was a temporary state of avoda that would end when the Torah was given. And therefore, their way of avoda was, Shekol ma'aseim v'diburim machshavtom. Now this sounds like Chassidus, that everything they did, and every word, and every thought, v'chol in yoneihem, ba'olam, and everything they were involved in this world, hoya kol b'dveikis v'taharis machshavtom l'shem shamayim. Was in dveikis and taharis machshavtom l'shem shamayim. Kamo Yaakov Avinu olav v'shalom, binyin tzom lovin v'hamakleis, like the story of Yaakov Avinu with Lovin's flocks, with the sticks and the whole business over there. Vayagam kein harishus nesun alahem, and they alone, before the Torah was given, had rishus, they had permission. La'ovto gam b'maisim v'inyonim achayim, to serve Hashem, even with how they take care of the animals, and with a stick, and with water, and so on. They had, and they alone had, before the Torah was given, rishus, to relate to Hashem in a way of memali kalam. So the Ovis, according to Rabbi Chaim V'lozhner, were Chassidish Yidin. That's it. The Ovis were Chassidim. Now we can understand why in the Chassidish coloring books, Avraham Avinu wore a gartle and a shtaimel. We can understand. And v'haya gam kenei rishus nesun lahem la'ovdo, gam b'maisim v'inyonim acher. Levar ha-mitzvahs. If the Ovis served Hashem at everything, not just mitzvahs, they didn't have mitzvahs. Whatever they had with the Torah, that the Mekayim of mitzvahs for the Torah was given, obviously it's different. They didn't have the Torah, they didn't have mitzvahs. And their way in Avodas Hashem was to make that climb up and to serve Hashem in the way of the Torah before it was mislabish in this world. In a higher level of the Torah, before it was mislabish in this world. And therefore, since they didn't have Torah mitzvahs, their Avodas Hashem was...
Aval, however, these are the words of Rabbi Chaim. Ha'emes al-bor, the clear truth is
Shaha'avoda al-zeh ha-derech, that this type of Avodas Hashem in the world, with everything in the world, La'hois anoheges ela kodem matan Torah levad, was only before the Torah was given. Ever since Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down to the world, and there was that last minute, adrenaline that the Malachim had to stop that from happening, to stop to prevent the Torah from descending into this world. But that since that time that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down and made that final leg of the journey of the Torah from its place in the Infinite One, lo b'shamayim hi. The klal of all of Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Chaim V'lozhner, is lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in heaven. That's not our inyan, what's going on in the higher worlds, and that Hashem is in all worlds. That's not our inyan. It's lo b'shamayim hi. Our inyan is learning Torah and observing Torah, period. It's the Gemara, it's the Rambam, the Ravid, and that's all. Zo. Torah lo b'shamayim hi. And he explains that me'oz matan Torah, avodas adam mismakedes b'Torah u'b'shar mitzvahs. Since matan Torah, our avoda is focused on one thing, which is Torah mitzvahs. She'kol kedushos nefir b'chayim, that the kedusha of Torah mitzvahs ein nevaz mitchuna atzmis kvur b'mhusan eleman haTorah. There's no independent kedusha, there's no separate kedusha, there's only kedushas of Torah. And therefore, when we observe mitzvahs, we're being dovuk to Hashem, because the mitzvahs are themselves the expression of God, of God's will in this world, as it's enclosed in the mitzvahs of this world. And the only way that we can be dovuk to Hashem is through observing mitzvahs and through learning Torah. And there's no separate existence of mitzvahs that are independent from the Torah itself. Limud haTorah lishma, and Kiyum HaMitzvos is what life is about. And the words of Rabbi Chaim, V'lo'od, El Shagam Oysa HaKedusha, that the Kedusha, the Chiyusan, and the Chiyus, and the Oren Shal HaMitzvos, and the light of the Mitzvos, Shemekadshim M'chaim L'Hodim HaMekayimam, that when we learn Torah and we are Mekayim Mitzvos, the Mitzvos are Mekadesh us. How can a person become Kaddish? How is a person supposed to become Kaddish? The only way that we become Kaddish is through the learning of Torah and observing of mitzvahs. Shemekadshim mechayim l'ha'odim ha'mekayim, not because of any independent inherent kedusha in the person. There is no inherent kedusha in the person. It's a bag of flesh and bones and so on. What's mekadosh a person is one thing, kiyum ha'mitzvahs. It's a din in the gavra, not a din in the cheftza. In other words, the person be'etzim is not kaddish. Again, when I say be'etzim, that's after the tzimtzum, right? Everything is God. But be'etzim, as far as we're concerned, there is no kedusha that's inherent in a human being. There's no inyan of mipsari echze aloika. That means something else. It doesn't mean that the flesh, that the body of man itself has any kedusha. There is no inherent kedusha. It's only a din in the gavra of the person who observes Torah mitzvahs, that as a result of his attachment to mitzvahs and to Torah and to mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Torah, so then there's a din that he has kedusha, that the person now is elevated to a place of kedusha through his observance of Torah mitzvahs. Hu nilkach v'nishpa, therefore the kedusha of a human being is taken from the kedusha, mi kedusha also v'arish l'hatara kedusha, is because of the kedusha and the or of the Torah. That's all. Kamitzvah leis l'magarma, that means that the mitzvah itself has no inherent kedusha. Tefillin has no inherent kedusha. Sefer Torah has no inherent kedusha. There's no kedusha be'etzim in the parchment, in the batim. There's no inherent kedusha. Kamitzvah leis l'magarma, ein lo me'atzma, shum chiyus kedusha v'or klal. Those are painful words.
Just obedience.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about at the end last week. That this world of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is a world where there's a Rabbi Shalom from far away commanding us to do these things, telling us to do these things, but that one should be able to identify his essential existence with this is something which we're not allowed to think about or talk about, and it's not our inyan. As far as we're concerned, the body has no chiyus, and the mitzvahs have no kedusha, no or, no chiyus at all. The body is just a piece of meat. As far as the mitzvahs are concerned, it's the will of Hashem. There's no inherent kedusha in any mitzvahs. There's no inherent kedusha, and there's no inherent kedusha in Yerushalayim and the Har Habayis either. There's no inherent kedusha, internal kedusha. It says the Dvar Hashem through the Torah that commands us to treat Yerushalayim differently than we treat New York. But there's no inherent kedusha in Yerushalayim itself. There's no such thing as kedusha be'etzim. Ki ha-mitzvah leis lo migamo shum chiyus kedusha v'or klal. The mitzvah has no chiyus, no kedusha, no light at all. Rak mitzad kedushas oisis ha-torah k'subas b'inyan ois ha-mitzvah. The kedusha of the mitzvah of tefillin is because it says in the Torah, "V'ha'yu l'totof as b'rinah." That's what the kedusha of tefillin is. That it says in the Torah that you should tie up the tefillin on your arm and your head. That's it. It's the oisius of the Torah. So all that's the only thing that's inherently holy are the letters of the Torah. That's it. The eish shchera al gabi eish levana. So. V'yesh l'kavin gamzeh ha'inyan b'kosu ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Every mitzvah is a candle, it's a physical embodiment of the light of Torah, and that's all. V'torah or. Ki inyan ha'ner she'ein lo ba'atzmo shum or klal. The same way that the candle itself has no light, a candle itself cannot shine. Rak min ha'or ha'meir bo. The candle can only shine because of the light, because of the fire that burns. And therefore, the mitzvahs themselves have no light at all. It's only the light of Torah that ignites the mitzvah. And the mitzvahs are shining only because of the oisis of Torah. So if you want to connect to the kedusha of the mitzvah of tefillin, then learn the sugya properly in Menachos. Learn the sugya Menachos properly, and other and every other sugya in Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbalper, where it tells us how to put on tefillin and what tefillin is about, and then make sure to put them on, because that's what God tells us to do in this world. But as far as the mitzvah itself of tefillin, the straps and the bottom, that's what Rabbi Chaim says. Mitzvah leis lo migamar. It has no kedusha of its own. Just the oisis of Torah has kedusha, and therefore we can understand also how over time. Again, I'm not talking about the big tzaddikim, but how over time the masses of Jews would be affected by this way, this worldview, that Torah would, that tefillah davening itself would become much more difficult to be an emotional experience, to be an experience of dveikus. Davening would be much more difficult. And kiyum ha-mitzvahs would become all very, very, very secondary to limud ha-Torah. So if there's any truth to the terrible legends that in Slobodka, that there were Jews that were writing notes of their shiurim that they heard on Shabbos, which I doubt that that's true, although there are people that were there that swear that there were such individuals. At some point, for some people, that the separation of God from the world led to such a thing where the Torah itself would become the object of worship, and the way that the Misnagdim accuse Chassidim of worshipping Tzaddikim, so Misnagdim can be accused of worshipping Torah. And there's truth to both of those, unfortunately. There's truth to both of those. Because since, as we'll learn, the Chassidus Sforim to speak about the light of the Infinite One that's enclosed in the Tzaddik himself, so the light of Torah, it could become detached from God, and there are those who see the tzaddik as something that's not Hashem. It's a terrible mistake by some Hasidim, and there are those who see the Torah as not Hashem, which is a terrible mistake by Misnagdim. But that's the mitzias that is mishtalshel from such a view, that there could be mistakes both by the Hasidim and mistakes by the Misnagdim. But that feeling of coldness that we were talking about last week, that iciness of this type of a life, Unless a person is on the level of learning Torah lishma, and in the highest way, it's very, very, very hard. And therefore the trademark of a tzaddik in this world is dikduk in mitzvahs. Is a person who's very, very medakdik in mitzvahs, who's meticulous in his observance of mitzvahs. A person who learns Torah with hasmada and learns Torah lishma. We could also understand how there could be an unbelievable divide as a result of this way of thinking between Talmid Chachamim and simple Jews. How simple Jews would become people who are not looked up to and respected in this worldview. Although that's not, God forbid, how Rabbi Chaim was. Rabbi Chaim was a great tzaddik, and he was a tremendous Ohev Yisrael. But we could understand how this way of looking at Yiddishkeit, this way of looking at Torah Mitzvahs, would lead to an elitist core of Talmid Chachamim, because only the Talmid Chacham are attached to holiness, are dovuk to the Torah, because they're learning Torah Lishma, and they get it, and they understand at a deeper level, and they're learning, they understand what a pair of tefillin is, because they're learning the sugyas of tefillin properly, and indeed, but simple people, the butchers, the milkmen, whatever, all the regular tailors and chevra that are out there, they're looked upon as mindless robots that are just observing mitzvahs without understanding what the mitzvahs are about, without learning Torah, and if they're without understanding Torah, and therefore they're not really connected to Kedusha, because the only true Kedusha that's in the world is Torah. So people who are not learning Torah, where's their Kedusha? What Kedusha is there in these people? There's no inherent Kedusha in a Jew. There is no inherent Kedusha in a Jew. There's nothing inherently that makes him different from a guy. There's nothing that makes him inherently different from an animal. Only limud ha-Torah and kiyum ha-mitzvahs. And to the degree that his kiyum ha-mitzvahs are attached to his limud ha-Torah, so that person has access to the or to the infinite light of Hashem, and he's dovuk to the infinite light of Hashem. But as far as people are not b'nei Torah, are not talmidei chachamim, they would develop a horrible class difference between Jews who are learned their Torah and Jews who are not learned their Torah that exists until this day. That is very strong, very, very strong until this day. In certain ways, it's gotten much stronger. That simple Jews are not respected in any way compared to Talmidei Chacham, which we understand there are halachas of respect, special halachas of how to respect Talmidei Chacham in Shulchan Aruch. But in terms of essentially what is a Jew, and how do we look at a Jew who is not learned, whether it's by his own fault or by no fault of his own, how do we look at such a person? There's a tremendous, tremendous divide between the Misnagdim and the Chassidim. And once we learn this Mahalach Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, it's very clear why this would develop, how this could develop. Not that Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, God forbid, ever intended that for that to happen, but why it happened is very, very clear why that would happen. How there could be a Yiddishkeit that is focused on intellectualism but devoid of Dveikus B'Hashem, and at some point can become even dislodged from Dikduk and Halacha as well. But the further away God is, somewhere over the rainbow, the more likely it is that the system begins to fail as far as Jews are concerned in this world, and their Limud HaTorah and their Kiyum HaMitzvos. So you could have now a Metzius where there are people who study Torah and consider themselves to be people of Torah and appreciate intellectually what the Torah is about. But as far as Dikta Kamitz is concerned and Davening is concerned and so on, it's not high on the list of priorities. It's not something which is high up on the list of priorities. But to talk about the different shittas and what Emunah means, that's an interesting subject. But as far as being Maminim is concerned, that's already something else altogether. This is it's a histoshalos of the world that we're learning about now. You wanted to say something, Dov? Yeah. So here's where we respectfully close Nefesh HaChaim, and we turn to the light of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Yeah.
So when it says
I'm not going to answer specific questions about how to touch up sukkim. That's not for now. I'm sorry. That's just looking to that the only pasuk the 10,000 sukkim. No. That's not. What is it though? I'm sorry. That's a lot of sukkim.
Yet on a certain level, for sure, the Babbage Rebbe knows the power of having Jews do mitzvahs. Independent of everything, he has people do mitzvahs and mitzvah tanks and everything like that. So I'm just trying to get a perspective on that.
That's all the result of the Chassidish way of thinking, which we're going to now begin to learn. That the Rebbe's desire and insistence to be mezakeh Jews with mitzvahs, and why specifically tefillin more than other mitzvahs. Okay, that's something mitzvah. We have time to talk about way. There's way down the line. There's a big world of chassidus before it came to mitzvah tanks. You know, before we get to the mitzvah tanks. But every mitzvah tank is a result of this of the chassidus way of thinking. Which you're not going to have mitzvah tanks in the yeshiva world. There's going to be no such thing as mitzvah tanks.
In a way, it would go the other way, because in the yeshiva world, it's only mitzvahs. And in this world, it's not mitzvahs.
No. Let's learn. We didn't get to the chassidish mahalach yet. Well, let's begin. We're just going to begin. We'll just start, and we'll pick up on this mitzvah next Erev Shabbos. And then we'll continue mitzvah over the months and years. I want to begin with a story. Since all of creation begins with a story, so it's good to begin this with a story also. There's the word from the B'ditchavos, Rashi brings down the Bereshis, Ma Tam Pasa Bereshis, brings down from Reb Yitzchok, from Chazal. What's the reason the Torah begins with Bereshis? But the Chassidim say, the B'ditchavos says, Ma Tam Oh, the Torah has such a good taste. Ma tam. Azaz isa tam has such a sweet taste that it begins with stories. That the original didn't start right away to hakas with halachas. That's ma tam, possible gracious. Shemachaya. A couple of stories. So it's good to begin with a story. It's good to begin with a story. But it's a terrible story. I told it a few years ago. I don't remember. Maybe it was on Yom Kippur. I don't know. But it's a terrible story. I first saw it in Rabbi Lau's autobiography, which I'm sure many of you have read, and if you haven't, it's Chaval. It's an unbelievable book that's very, very kedai to read. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau's biography. And then subsequently, in his brother's book, his brother Naftali, who saved Rabbi Yisrael Meir's life, with great mysterious nefesh, in Naftali's book, also in his autobiography, which is very, very kedai to read as well. You're not going to find it as rich as Rabbi Lau's sefer, Rabbi Lau's book, but it's also very chash of a book. But I'm just going to remind you of this story, and then we'll pick up on afterwards on this from this story. That when Naftali Lau, the Rabbi Yisrael Meir and Naftali, they were the sons of a tremendous, tremendous Goyin and Tzaddik, the Rav of Piatrikov. And when Naftali came to Eretz Yisrael after surviving the Holocaust, we're told by Naftali that he went into Ger, he spent some time visiting the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. But what he writes about more is the time that he spent with the son of the Imre Emes, who we know as the Beis Yisrael, with Rebbe Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe. At that time, the Beis Yisrael, himself a survivor, lost everything, was his father's right-hand man, and was with his father. And the Imre Emes assigned the Beis Yisrael to be Makarov, the son of the Rav of Piatrikov, even though at that time Naftali was no longer going as a Chassidish yid at all. He did not carry himself as a Chassidish person. And they spent some time together. And we're told in the book about a Friday night meal that they had together, some time that they spent in each other's presence, and that they went for a walk afterwards in the street of Yerushalayim. This is a short time after the Holocaust. And they were walking together silently, and all of a sudden, the Beis Yisrael turned to Reb Naftali, and his eyes were like on fire, the Beis Yisrael. And he turned to Reb Naftali, and he asked him, "Were you there? Were you there?" And Naftali, obviously in Yiddish, "Were you there?" And Naftali said, "I was there." See, the Beis Yisrael was not in concentration camp, as you know. So he asked him, the Beis Yisrael asked Naftali, "Were you there?" And he said, "I was there." And then it was very emotional, and they were walking a little bit more. And then the Beis Yisrael asked Naftali, "Did you see everything? Did you see the chimneys? Did you see the smoke coming out of the chimneys?" And Naftali said, "Chab gezein, I saw the chimneys, I saw the smoke," meaning of your family and of my family. "I saw the smoke coming out of the chimneys." And then the Beis Yisrael said, "And over there in the smoke that was coming out of the chimneys, did you also see the Ribbono Shel Olam? Did you see the Master of the World?" And Naftali didn't say anything. They just kept on walking. And the Beis Yisrael was like, "Mom is shaking and on fire." That's the story. "And over there in the smoke that was coming out of the crematory, did you see God?" That was the question. Now, the Beis Yisrael was working on was, of course, seeing God in the smoke of the chimneys of Auschwitz, of Buchenwald. That's where Naftali was, and the smoke that was coming out, and there's God in the smoke. Did you see God? Did you see God? And the Beis Yisrael shook Naftali Lau up, as Naftali writes there in the book, that he, at the moment that he was asked this, that he was faced with this challenge by the Beis Yisrael, he was still so tzibrochen that he didn't know how to answer that. It was hard for him to answer. But all of Torah Sabal Shem and all of Chassidus is a resounding yes, a responsive yes. And that's what the Beis Yisrael was little. I think he grabbed Naftali, was like shaking him. Did you see God in the smoke? Now, seeing God in the smoke of the chimney is of the concentration camps is a far cry from what we were just learning from Nefesh HaChayim. Reb Chaim Volozhin believed in Hashem as much as the Beis Yisrael believed in Hashem, but not, God forbid, saying that. But did you see Hashem? You were there. You saw everything. Did you see Hashem? That's really the question of Chassidus. Did you see Hashem? He wasn't talking about in Yerushalayim or the Kosel. He wasn't talking about in Shul, in the Besmedrish, in your children, in a poem by Yehuda Levi. Did you see Hashem? Did you see Hashem in the smoke that was coming out of the chimneys? Mitzvah, that's where we're going to begin with the answer of Chassidus, and to understand the answer of Chassidus, we'll begin with Mitzvah next week. The page that you got, please hold on to.
Sprinkles your nose.